So I realized that at times it's easier to talk through my thoughts before like I write them down, because I also blog, and I guess this is a good way to put them down and then transcribe later and just put them up on the blog as well. So anyway, I was just making breakfast, and then a thought crossed my mind, and the thought was, how I do not think I am enough. Or I've read about this whole thing where they talk, where he talks about how women always have this fraud in quotes mentality, where we think either we're not good enough, like in the workspace, so this is why we more often than not undervalue ourselves. In terms of even negotiating for, better packages or whatever it is, like we always go like if I do not feel like I am, what do you call it? If I don't feel like I'm qualified, for a position, if I'm asked to do something, I'll probably be my first instinct, or rather the first instinct for women, as per research, is probably turning it down or probably talking ourselves out of the situation. But they sure research shows that a man will be like yes, and then figure out how to do it later. And there's an article I read on LinkedIn, and this lady was like, yeah, I've noticed it with a colleague of mine. He'll say yes, and then I'll end up actually helping him deliver what it is he needed to get done. And so, I mean, it's easy when you read stuff and you're like, it applies to other people. But then today is just like I was making breakfast, and it's like it just fell on me, and I was like, you suffer from the syndrome, baby girl. It's not far-fetched. You have denied yourself certain opportunities because you've looked at yourself and you've decided that you were not worthy of them, that you were not good enough for them, because what you feel, you do not have a degree, so that kind of diminishes your value. What you do not have in a school degree, you have gained in experience, in real life experience. So it's fine. That kind of cut, matches it off. However, it's just a mentality. And I was even talking to my best friend the other day, and I was like, the thing is, I get certain opportunities, and I'm like, but why are you giving me this opportunity? I cut myself, okay, don't cut myself short. I sell myself short. I am my own obstacle, because I look at myself and I think I cannot. Well, someone else has clearly looked at me, and for them to give me that opportunity means they looked at me and they're like, I think you can hack this. However, in my head, I'm like, I am not sure I can hack this, it's happened so many times. Like the moment I started thinking about it, I could almost name 10 times just with, at the top of my head, where I have let opportunities pass me by because I decided I was not good enough. I decided I was not the best candidate for the job. Or, and it's not just work wise, it's just a lot of different things. I keep shooting myself in the foot and saying, you can't. And the way at times you also dream about things and then you talk yourself out of a dream, because you're like, who has given you the permission to even think that you can dream of achieving such awesomeness, such greatness? Okay, fine, given. So you want to change what? You want to have an effect or not? Who tells you you have the permission, you have the right to actually think such things? And so I have allowed a lot of ideas to just die in that sense, because I have not believed myself enough. I have thought of myself as less than, and I have questioned myself as to why I think I have the right to think certain things, or to even imagine certain things. And I'm like, hold up, I am a child of the Most High God, He who says I'm the head and not the tail, who He says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He who is the creator of this whole entire beautiful universe, I am His child. And with that in mind, then yes, I can do whatever. Then yes, I have the right, the audacity to actually be like, you know what? I want to work with refugees and I want to make a difference there, and I will do it. And I do not need anyone else's permission. I do not want need anyone else's validation. I just need to have the right intent about doing this, and let me just go ahead and do it. And yes, it is possible. Like, it is normal people who do extraordinary things. It's people who just, have a vision about something. They take it, they run with it, and they don't care about anything else. They're just like, you know what? I believe I can do this, and it gets done. So it's a change of mindset, and it's very personal. I don't even know what I was thinking about when that thought came to mind. However, I'm done shooting myself in the foot. I am done second guessing myself. I am done saying no to opportunities because I'm like, what if they find out I'm a fraud? I'm like, I'm not a fraud. You've come to me. I'm going to be honest with them. Like, this is the experience I have. This is what I'm capable of. However, that does not define me in any way. I am always open to learning new things, to doing things differently. And so we're going to figure this out. I'm going to say yes to this opportunity and figure out how to get it done. And I'll give an example. I used to do handmade cards and then I stopped. I do not know why I stopped, but then so the other day I received an email and someone wants wedding cards printed and they want custom-made envelopes. At first I was like, printed cards, custom-made envelopes, how is this even going to work? But I said yes. I said yes, and because I said yes, I believe God opened up the door for me to find a way to get the envelopes done. And they're like A6 size envelopes, like it's a very small envelope. And I went by faith. When you say yes, I guess, everything just works towards making that thing come to pass. I said yes. I went to the place in Nairobi. There's a place called River Road where all the it's like a very industrious place. So I went with my papers and I'm like, okay, I need to first of all get a place where I can print these papers and I need to figure out where I can get the envelopes done. And by I do not call it coincidence because I'm like, I believe in God. And so this was just God planned kind of situation. I get to this place, I meet this guy, and I'm like, hi, I'm looking for printing. Nee, nee, nee. I'm sorry. I'm looking for printing, a place for printing. Can you help me? And he's like, yeah, I actually have a printer. He owns a printing shop and stuff. And so I did that. And then what happened? And then, so I asked him, I'm like, do you know a place where I could get envelopes done? And he's like, yeah, actually, this guy over here. And this is how I had. I mean, I see envelopes from the shop, but I've never even thought about how they get done. Like, why do I need to start thinking about that? However, here it was, and I was like, and this guy just had the, what do you call it? The sh size that I was looking for, and even he was like, how lucky are you? And I'm like, I'm not lucky. The Lord had already seen this day years ahead, and He made all this possible. So I said yes, and I figured out a way to do it because I was like, how I can't go back and start telling the client, I can't go back with excuses because what do you not know the job you do? And so I am realizing, that power of just saying yes to certain things, like, of course, not everything, but almost everything is, there's nothing new under the sun, and a lot of these things, if someone is asking for it, that means there's a way for it to get it done. And so when you say yes, what it does is I feel like it puts you in a space where you have to figure out a way to do it, and your brain opens up and it's like, okay, we've got to find a way, we've got to find a way to do this, we've got to find a way. And then you become creative in finding the solutions to get the job done. So I think I'm gonna take that up. I know there's a talk Shonda Rhimes gave about the year of saying yes, which was just like, I'm gonna say yes to everything, and how that also just changed her life. I think I'm gonna take it up, and I think I'm just gonna be saying yes, like, to opportunities that are gonna come my way. I'll just be like, yes, like, let me actually go out, try and do something, and I be completely defeated, and I come back, I'm like, okay, I've done. I tried 10 different ways, it's not working. I'm sorry, but like, let me not. Let me at least let me not be my own obstacle. At least let me not be the person. Let me not say no just because I think I cannot do something. But let my first instinct be to say yes. So I am betting on myself, and I am believing that yes, I can. And new mindset. So this is what I will. This is how I want to operate from today henceforth. This is my opera. What is that called? Operators. This is my operation model. So let's say, like, I don't care. You come, you want to call me a fraud. That's your own business. You know, like, I will. The thing is, I'm gonna be very. I'm learning myself, so I'm gonna be very self-aware. However, that does not mean just because I have these limitations today, it does not mean like that's the end of my story. So I will expand my territory. I will expand my thinking capacities. I will expand myself to see how just how much I can expand, and then when I reach my threshold, I'll be like, okay, fine, you guys, I've tried, I've given it my very best. This is the end of the road. However, saying yes, saying yes, saying yes, this is becoming my new mantra, and I'll see where it takes me, because saying no clearly hasn't taken me anywhere. So what do I have to lose anyway? Cheers.